joined by Panthers head coach Nick Landgraf. Shorthanded tonight, losing a big weapon in Michael DeMars. But Eric Broik, how about Eric, stepped up, 20-point first half, 26 in the game. And the rest of the guys did just enough as he get it done here tonight.
Exactly, and you know, we talked about it in the pregame too, that it was going to be an opportunity that we were going to have younger kids show up and be confident. And you know, you mentioned Eric, 20-point first half already. We scored 26 second half. He only had six. He did a heck of a job getting everyone involved, and we were very well balanced. I'm very proud of how we played tonight.
Yeah, you had nine players in the scorebook, and especially as the game progressed, you got to do a lot of running here tonight, a lot of transition opportunities, and Eric right smack dab in the center of that on many occasions.
Yes, he was. He does a heck of a job anticipating defensively, and even when he got going, it might have been a three-on-one, three-on-two situation. He had opportunities where he could have attacked, but he was passing it to someone else to get them involved as well. So I don't know how many assists he ended up picking up second half, but he did played a very well-rounded game.
Rathiak had 7 points, and matching that was Jake Heitman, knocked down a three-pointer, and Zach Lenhardt a couple of buckets. That's just to name a few. And Zach, that first field goal of his in the first half was a pretty nice hook-type shot there. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that was a nice little spin baby hook combo there, and it was a very fast move, and I think that caught everybody off guard how quick he got into the lane on that.
Yeah, good stuff there from Zach Lenhardt. 56-38, St. Mary's wins it. And so we talked about this in the preseason as the game between you and CCE got postponed from a week ago, and you were really hoping you could make this one up as a easier type opponent with the way they've struggled. Well, not going to be so easy. You knew coming in maybe as much as you thought with Michael DeMars not available, but to still win this one pretty handily and getting a win like this, especially without your top offensive player and some guys doing some more good things here tonight. It's definitely a confidence booster, more so than maybe it would have been if Michael was healthy.
Yeah, I think this game helped us out immensely going forward in this season because they had to rely on each other as opposed to rely on Michael. And I don't know if you could hear it from here or not, but Michael is one that communicates constantly on the floor. That didn't change anything just because he wasn't in the game. He was always talking to someone, always in someone's ear about reminding them on something or encouraging them to attack if they had a good angle. So nice. He did a great job staying involved even though he wasn't playing in the game.
Speculate on tomorrow, GTRA. Still got the Geelan kid to deal with, so it'll be a challenge tomorrow.
They've got a couple of tough guys. They've got, aside from Geelan, they've got Stuckey and Sikora also, and they're ones that they've got enough size up front that they'll only send a couple of guys, three guys to the glass, and they continually run two guards out. And you know, we knew that was coming last year when we played them both times, and we still didn't do a good job of getting back and taking away easy transition opportunities, so we have to be ready for that tomorrow.
Right back at it, back at home against GTRA. Some comments from Nick Landgraf. Thanks, Nick. Congrats on the first win.
Thank you, Ryan.